Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. I'll start by addressing the elephant in the room. It's been a while since we've had a podcast come out, probably over a month now, and that has been for good reason. We're not scratching the podcast. We're not getting rid of it. In fact, we've been working really hard behind the scenes to try and make our podcast even better because of the support that we've been given from our listeners, our audience. We want this to be the best it can be. And so you might notice a few changes, especially if you're watching us on YouTube, which I'd highly encourage you. If you're a fan of the show, check us out on YouTube, the Katinas TV. You'll see us there on YouTube. As always, though, the podcast will be available wherever you stream podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, all of those things. But yeah, we're excited about the future of Welcome Home with the Katinas, and none of it would have been possible if it weren't for those of you who listen to the show, who watch us on YouTube, and those of you who support us financially. Our monthly partners are our core team of people who make what Katina Ministries do possible. So thank you guys for your support, and I'm excited to be back doing these podcasts. I've missed getting to sit down with our guests. And so for our first show back, I brought on two of my favorite kind of guests. They're a lot prettier than our normal guests. And they are just two young women who I really admire and am proud to call my cousins. So Haley and Sammy, thank you guys for being here.
Thanks, Josh. Yep. Thank you so much for having me.
I know, so Haley, you've been on the show, what is it, once or twice?
Twice, I think.
I know there's a lot going on in your life right now that we'll get to talk about, but
Sammy.
Is Sammy's debut on the Welcome Home podcast.
Come on, Sammy. I'm really excited.
We are so excited to have you. If you wouldn't mind, Sam, could you just share who your dad is, who your brothers, sisters are, and then how old you are?
My dad is Jesse, and then my siblings are Boston and Mira, and I'm 11 right now.
Nice. Well, Sam, it's so a treat to have you here. Yeah. And I wanted to have some of my cousins here on the show because this week, when we're recording this, we're a few days away from Father's Day. And we have great fathers. Well, I feel like we have great fathers. And I know that we have a lot of fathers who listen to the show. And I felt like for our first episode back, it'd be great to start by honoring the fathers in our lives and the people, father figures. And also, I just wanted to talk about, you know, fatherhood in today's world, what that's like and the importance of that. And so for the uncles and dad here, to start off, I'd like to ask you guys, this Father's Day, how many years have you been a father?
28 years, Josh.
28 years.
28 years. You just turned 28 last week, and dude, it's been the joy. One of the most rewarding things in my life, being you and Eli's dad. And now Josiah's granddad, JoJo.
Little more than 27 years for me. And yeah, it really is. It's until you become a dad, until you become a father, you can't understand just how significant that role is, mm-hmm. you know, because obviously there's the responsibility side. But and I'm about to enter into the grandparent
oh, wow.
club.
Congratulations,
in just, probably less than a month. Wow. Thank you, Josh. Mm-hmm. So and I hear that level is like next level, mm-hmm. right? It's pretty amazing mm-hmm. to be at this stage. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with five amazing kids: Jackson, Dylan, Haley, Riley, and Levi John. And the life couldn't be better. Mm.
It's almost 20 years for me, Josh, and just like James and Joe have said, it's the most proud thing mm-hmm. that I've ever, so fulfilling, mm-hmm. and we'll get into it a little bit. I'm a proud girl dad with my two girls. I miss my son, who's, you know, for the last 6 months, he's been out of the house, but we continue to soldier on, man, and so I'm a proud dad.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I think fatherhood, to me, obviously I'm not a dad, but I find that there's this old movie with The Rock. Do you guys remember? It's about, he's like a pro football player.
I think I remember.
The game plan?
Yeah, I think the game plan. Yeah. And I remember there's this part of the movie where the movie's about being a dad, basically, and The Rock talks about this thing called the dad factor. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that part of the movie? Mm-hmm. And how there's so many things that, you know, children and when we're growing up, we get from our mothers or our teachers or our coaches or our friends. And all of those things are important, I think, and all of them are invaluable. But there is, I do believe there is something called the dad factor, mm-hmm. something that a dad can give their kids that it's hard for anyone else to give them. Mm-hmm. And it might not be a tangible thing. It might not be, you know, mothers are known for feeding their children and clothing them and nurturing them. The dads can do all of those things, but there is something else. There is a dad factor. That I believe is real. And so I'd like to start by asking Haley and Sam, if you guys can think of this Father's Day, something that your dad is able to give you that you can't get from anybody else.
Mm. My dad is really understanding. So like when we have like a serious talk or something, he just like listens through it. Mm. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you, Sam.
I think I get like a certain validation from my dad that I don't get from anybody else. Mm. And it's really, it's kind of hard to explain, but like if he likes a certain
song. Go ahead and explain.
But if he likes a certain song that I like or compliments one of my shirts or something, it just feels more special coming from him than it would be coming from somebody else, if that makes sense.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
No, I get that. I think there is a certain, I know for young men, like there's a certain, I think the word you use is validation is right, that young men desire from their fathers. And I think God probably designed it that way. Mm-hmm. God designed our upbringing to, you know, we're supposed to have some, as young men, a man to look up to. And ideally, that's your father. And so I think that's something I've gotten from my dad, that, you know, I've had a great role model from a young age, even up till now. I'm 28, and there's still plenty of things where I look up to my dad. Dad, I was actually thinking this the other day, that I'm officially older than you were when I was born, right? Mm-hmm. Were you 27?
I was 27 when you were born.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And so now I look back on, now I'm able to look back on my life and think, wow, this is where my dad was when I was here and there. And I'm so thankful that I had a dad in my life and have a dad in my life that I'm able to look up to and provided those dad factor things for me. I'm curious, as someone who hopes to be a dad one day, from you uncles and dad, What has been the most rewarding part of being a father for you?
Great question.
Wow.
If anything.
Yeah. No, there's so much. There's so much. Man, right when you say that, when you say validation, and Haley, you said validation. I don't know. I think there, I don't know if every dad is like this, but to be validated from your children is what you want, what I want, you know, to, for my kids to, I say this, there's a healthy part of this and an unhealthy part. I know me, for me, I want my, to be my kid's hero. The healthy part of that, I think, is just trying to be a good role model. The unhealthy part of that is sometimes it keeps me from being honest, because I know I'm not a hero. I mean, let me rephrase that. I'm not all that I want to be or want people to think I am. So I think I wonder, for me recently, in the last couple of years of my life, I'm 54 now, and I'm still growing in this, not being the hero to you and Eli, because you guys know more of me than you've ever known, is a, and yet you still love me and accept me. That, for me right now, that's the most rewarding thing as a dad. That I don't have to uphold or put on something that maybe at my core I'm not all of it, even though I want you to think that. But once that image is shattered because of I'm human or because of my mistakes, and it doesn't mean it's easy. There's still something, and you and Eli might still be working through it. I don't know where you're at. But I know one thing, when I'm around you, I feel loved. I feel accepted. I feel honored.
I think it's a great question, and something I do believe that as men, but as fathers, we reflect on quite a bit is just looking at our kids, and it doesn't matter what age or what season of life they're in, but what I find, to your question, one of the things that's rewarding is to see them excel and be rewarded for their efforts, and whether it's in school or in sports. Jackson and both Jack and Dylan, making good decisions as husbands. You know, Jackson's going to be a dad. For me, that's rewarding to see my kids excel in whatever their individual passions are. You know, we just got back from orientation day. Haley's getting ready to go to college. And just moments here and there throughout the day, I just found myself being so proud, so proud of you, Haley. And it is rewarding, because I could tell you from an academic standpoint, she doesn't get that from me. You know, she, you know, I remember.
Speak about that, James.
I will.
I think, Uncle James, I told you at Haley's graduation, I'm pretty sure by far Haley's the most decorated, high school graduating the Katina family.
Wow.
Yeah, and looking
and
at
that
the,
means I Josh. All Katina generations, not just yours. All of us, Haley.
And that's from Auntie Chrissy's side.
It is.
And bring that jersey.
Yeah, I remember just you get the program, right? And you see your kid's name. I love seeing my last name on there, but then it says summa cum laude, right? And I just, that's the most fulfilling, because I just as parents, both, you know, mom and dad, our hope is that our kids would just do well, be successful. Again, it doesn't matter, you know, we were just talking earlier how my son Levi, you know, he's turning 8. So he's at a certain stage in his life, and he's got a busy summer. And I just love, and I know we all do as dad, just dads love seeing our kids just enjoy what they do, and speak of their passions, and it's rewarding as a parent to be the number one fan, the number one cheerleader, and just push them. That's what we had in our dad for sure, and our mom. Mm. We had cheerleaders and supporters. You know, there were times when we would be in the patio, and you know, cranking up our little sound system, and we thought it sounded horrible, but they just kept cheering us on. And I do believe that all parents, they find joy in just seeing their kids find that passion and excel in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of my three kids. Just, you know, as a parent, you just hope that when you do have kids that they would grow up to be decent humans, right? Mm-hmm. Just polite, loving, good to be around. But man, to see them develop their own passions and dreams that is so different from my own. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. Just the drive that they have. Boston travels with us. And so he's all about the details of what we do as a ministry and as a band. And then my daughter, Mira, who loves acting and modeling, and to see her do research and really pursue it when her parents don't really know a whole lot about that field. And then Sammy is the only one who actually goes to school. To see her every morning by herself, get dressed and wake up, go to the bus and just into her studies. And now she's going into sixth grade. Wow, Sammy kind of has a entrepreneurial type of spirit. She loves getting creative and trying to think of some businesses. And she's always hitting me up. Hey, Dad, how about a lemonade stand this summer? Ooh, lemonade.
Nice.
Okay. And about a week ago, she asked the uncles if she could work here at the office. I found out what she was getting paid. I'm like, yeah, Sammy's got that vibe. Man. He knows. So I'm so proud of her for that.
That's awesome. I have a question. You guys don't all have to answer this. But, you know, one thing, I just finished reading a book by Ernest Hemingway. And there's a quote in it that says, "The day you realize your parents are human is the day you stop becoming a child. You stop being a child." And I think I can relate to that. But I'm curious to ask you guys, I know that as fathers, your intentions were always good. Your intentions were always love and integrity and honor. You always wanted the best for your kids, but kind of like you said, Dad, you're humans, and you guys make mistakes. And I'm curious if any of you guys can remember a time where you had good intentions for your kids. You wanted the best for your kids, and you wanted to be a father in the best way, but you made a mistake, even in those good intentions. Is there a memory that you have of that?
Dude, too many for me. I'm trying to pick. Do you say while we were going through it, or like when I look back?
When you look back.
Well, yeah, for sure. The clearest one for me, Josh, is when you wanted to quit football. You were 10. You were 10.
9 or 10.
And I don't want to share your story, but some of it was totally different. It was not for the reason why I thought. As a dad, I thought, at 10, so you're 10, so I was 37 at the time. I should have known better, but all I thought was, he just wants to quit. And that's all I saw. I didn't even consider that there might be other reasons why, health issues or struggles or some maybe sadness or depression. That never entered my mind. Mm. So when I look back at it, I realized that was one of many, but one of the biggest mistakes I made as a dad was not asking questions, not asking other people for help. Yeah. Like, hey, my son wants to quit. He's not a quitter. You weren't a quitter. Yeah. And so you're not all of a sudden going to be a quitter. Mm-hmm. I was so afraid that, nope, if I let him quit here, he's going to be a quitter. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the biggest mistakes that I made that I can look back at.
It's a... Yeah, it's a good question, but I think for me, so there's a huge gap from my oldest
right.
from Jackson to our youngest, who is Levi. It's almost a 19-20 year gap, yeah. right? Mm. And I'm bringing that up because there were clearly, as I reflect on even the way that we parented Jack and Dee, and remember saying, okay, I learned my lesson on that. I'm not going to do that. I still mess up, mm-hmm. you know, in the way that I'm parenting, you know, Haley and Riley and even Levi. You know, I try to help coach Levi with the different sports that he's a part of. And his mom will often, in her very kind New Jersey way, say, hey, you're being too hard. Mm-hmm. You're being too hard. And so I don't think that as a parent, and clearly for me as a dad, you ever perfect raising children and being, because my intentions are good. I want to be a good father. I want to, you know, help them to process things. But I realized that, you know, the things that I said I wouldn't do when I was parenting Jack and Dee, I still fall short. I do. But I think there's something to be said about your wife and their mom that they're gonna correct you in a way that no one else can because they see something. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for Auntie Chrissy that helps me. I wish I could say that I've gotten good at things. I'm getting better, but it's just a journey. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Josh, I grew up in a household full of boys, males, and a dad who was a Marine. And it was a great childhood, but the vibe was aggressive. It was stern. It was just male dominant. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom did an amazing job. So having kids in Boston, my son, being out of the house, it has been a huge adjustment to try to navigate to just being around females. Mm-hmm. It really has. And so that's the season that I'm in now, and I'm making a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for gracious daughters, right, Sam? Just trying to be a little, trying to be tender, understanding, slow. So I guess my prayer is I hope I get better at this, man, being a girl dad.
Well, to encourage you guys, I'm going to ask my cousins.
Yeah, to encourage us?
Yeah. Haley and Sam, if you could remember, if you can think of something, what's a lesson that you've learned from your dad that do you use in your life today?
Yeah. Kind of like what Uncle Joe was talking about. Like, he always... like makes us like never quit or like do our best, and like that helps a lot.
I get that.
That's good.
My biggest lesson, and I think I've probably talked, I don't know if I've talked on the podcast about it, but I've talked about it a lot, is my dad always teaches me to never settle. And like, there's no limitations to what I can do if I really put my mind to it and put in the work. And so, yeah, he's always just taught me to dream big and that you can do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's really good.
Thus, all the accomplishments,
all the stars, all the symbols on the program. Yeah, I think you know, when you're growing up, there's maybe girls you won't agree, but there was definitely times in my childhood where I was like, my dad has no clue.
I want to hear Josh more, since we're being honest and open.
I think everyone has those times where, and it's not just you, Dad. I'm sure I thought that about mom too. But I think.
I just say something, Josh? Interject. Keep your thought. Yeah. I remember one time when you were going through high school, and I think Josh had a girlfriend, maybe his first girlfriend, and me and Lori did not know how to handle that. You know, we just try to put the clamps. Yes. And poor Josh. I'm sorry, Josh. I've apologized many times. And I remember Eli. If you don't know Eli, you will appreciate this. This will give you a sight into the core of who Eli is. Eli goes, hey, mom and dad, I don't know what you're going to do, but Josh hates you guys. Josh would never tell us. And I think I might have said, Josh, do you hate us?
Yeah.
No, Dad. I don't hate you. I'm sure you did. Sorry, Dad. I just need to go. Anyways,
I'm sure that for you guys, when you were younger, you probably had the same thoughts, mm-hmm, maybe for about sure, your own dad.
Yeah.
And I have to think, as you get older and you become a father, that you gain a sense of empathy and understanding for your own dad.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if they're like, what was that experience like for you becoming a dad and thinking, man, I understand where my dad was coming from, or did you experience that?
When I think of our dad, he's 84 now. And when I think of him, maybe it's just my nature of always trying to think of the positive side. My dad had a lot of failures and with raising, 12 kids. But man, I do think that he was trying to do his best, mm-hmm, with his upbringing. And I guess that's the goal for all dads. It's generations change that you just want to do better than the generation before. But I'm so thankful for the lot of the basic things that he taught us and his love and his passion for God. Mm-hmm. And that I have as well as a dad. And so, my memories of my dad is he did his best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thankful for my culture, right? Our Samoan culture. And so I this is just my opinion. That's not a fact. It's a culture, though, that I think it's a culture of shame and honor, right? Yeah, all we need to just bring honor to your family. Don't bring shame. So when I think of Grandpa, I remember he would say this to us a lot. He would say, like when we did good, the way he would compliment us is, God knows my heart. Mm. He would say that every day. God knows my heart. Like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm proud of you, but God knows my heart. Mm. And I remember thinking, why don't you tell me what your heart is? Even as a kid, like, Haley, back to, I need that validation, Dad. Mm. God's not telling me your heart. You tell me. So I thought that I did a good job with you and Eli of showing your heart. But when I look back, there was still a lot of shame and honor. I remember, Josh, when you did well in school and when you started impacting the school with your music, I was so proud, so proud. And I thought I was expressing it, but looking back, I there was something in me that held me back, my own shame.
Yeah.
When Eli was excelling in his football career and he was literally the best football player on the team. Mm-hmm. I remember I felt like I was honored, like I was so proud. Mm. But looking back, I still remember that there was a shame of that would only let me go so far. So to answer your question, I think here's one thing that I tell young dads, or I encourage young dads. Dude, your kids need to know more than anyone else how proud you are of them. Mm-hmm. Even more, don't say God knows my heart.
Yeah.
You can celebrate your kids without shame. You can honor them without shame. And don't worry about, people are going to think this. No. That your kids need to know that.
That's so good.
I think I'm glad you brought up the culture that you grew up in, Dad. Mm-hmm. And girls, maybe you'll agree with me. Maybe you won't, but I remember growing up, I always felt like my dad and my family was different than my friends. Mm-hmm. I always felt like there's certain things about my family that my friends would never understand. Mm-hmm. And some of it good, some of it bad. I just always felt like I don't know why, I felt different from my friends. And I don't think it was I don't think it was like a race thing or it wasn't like I'm the only Christian kid in school. I think it was a cultural thing. I felt like there were things about, obviously I didn't understand this when I was younger, but there was things about the culture that I was growing up in that was just different than my peers. I'm curious, have you guys, did you guys ever feel like that growing up? And, and is there anything specific that you were like, man, if my friends knew that this is what my family does at here, they would think this was weird.
I definitely think that, especially when it comes to just our alone, just our five families coming together all the time. Like, we would always make sure to have seasonal birthday parties or, like, I don't know, just random get-togethers. And I feel like we have such a big family, which is alone so different than most families. But on top of it, we were closer than a lot of my friends' family seemed to be, which was really surprising because you would think because they have less people, it would be more of a close family. But anytime I would, like, bring a friend to a Katina event or they would see, like, a video or something of our family, they would always be, like, shocked. Even now, even today, my friends are always like, I wish I was a Katina. I wish I was, like, I don't know. It's always just been a really different dynamic than, like, a typical Franklin, Tennessee family. And it's, I think that it's definitely because of the culture. The culture is all very family-oriented. You treat everybody like family, so yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't think I've noticed anything, like, negative, but, like, yeah, just being close together and stuff. It's, like, when we, in our neighborhood, we, like, treated everyone like a family, and everyone was like, that's kind of weird, but, like,
I get that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think one thing that I always thought my friends would think this is weird is the music at our family gatherings. And I don't think this is just a Katina thing. I think it's a cultural thing. The fact that it's not uncommon at all. It's common for us to, like, oh, we're all eating lunch together. Uncle Yetsu, play a song. Let's sing a worship song. I don't know. I have a feeling. I feel like I've had, maybe I had friends come to, like, a family gathering one time, and I remember thinking, man, what are they thinking? How great. I don't know. Is that a Katina thing or a Samoan thing?
Oh, that's for sure Samoan, man.
Really,
I think.
I'm going to step out and... We're never going to do that again when new people come into
I've grown to enjoy it now. I think being married and having Alexis at things, there's always music. I love that. I'm like, didn't you love that part of it, Alexis?
But, no, Josh, I'll watch people. I think it's a Polynesian thing because, dude, I promise you, I watch, when people gather for a funeral or a wedding, when the whole family gets together, it's just like, oh, first we're going to sing and we're going to pray. And then we'll do whatever. Then we're going to sing, we're going to pray, then we're going to overeat.
I know that recently, who was it? Caitlin had a baby shower. And I wasn't there, but Alexis was there. I said, how was the shower? She said it was good. They did something I'd never seen before. Callie got up and... She honored all the older people and the people who traveled, and they gave them lays and gift. And I was thinking, you know, that is a unique thing if you don't grow up in that. And I think that is something that obviously was passed down to us from our fathers, from your guys' culture. And 'cause none of you guys were there.
That's cool, man.
And I think that's a powerful illustration of the impact that a father can have. That even when they're not around, there are things that we've learned from our fathers that stick with us and that we'll carry with us. And if we're lucky enough, pass that on to our own children.
For sure.
And so as we close, you know, speaking of things passed down from fathers, Uncle Yetsi, started a tradition on this show that I think is really special and one that I haven't gotten to partake in a while, which is leaving people with an encouraging word. And so I would like to share with you, uncles and dad, how grateful I am for the gift and blessing that it's been to grow up with father figures in my life that have always had the best intentions for me, have always loved me, and have always encouraged me to be bold and be humble. I think those are two lessons. We were talking about lessons you learned from your dad. I think I learned that from all you guys, is to be courageous, to be bold, because I see that in the way you guys live your lives, but also to be humble and to have gratitude for the gifts that you have. And so this Father's Day, I honor you guys. And I know all of my cousins would echo those same sentiments. So I'm thankful for you guys. I want to wish you guys happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so much.
Father's
Day.
Thank
you, Haley. Thank you. Haley, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
To those of you listening, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.
Take a rainy day.